Hi, this is Tony Lofts from the UK, from Europe to the US and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth question of the day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Welcome to show number 8 here of the Q&A show. You can find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/QA008. And I'm Jackie Almer and thrilled to be here with you today. Did you know that Social Media Mastery Backstage Pass coaching is now open? Visit socialmediabackstagepass.com for details and learn how to take your business online, as well as learn the network marketing business skills that you need to rocket your business to the top. Well, today's question is, how do I stay consistent in my business? Well, my answer is pretty simple. When your why is big enough and you're truly committed, consistency truly is no longer an issue. That's really the short answer, and it really sums it all up. No one ever likes to hear that. You know, they like to talk about how busy they are and how this came up and that happened and how their life is somehow different than everyone else's. And you know what? It's not. Busy people are almost always the ones who make things happen. We all have 24 hours in a day, and we all prioritize what is important to us, even subconsciously. So look at where you spend your time, and there you will find your top priorities and possibly what's getting in the way of your business consistency. You know, I recently received this email from a friend and a follower, and it said, "I've always fizzled when trying to start up my business activity. Any tips, encouragement is much appreciated, Jackie." And actually, you know what? I get this question a lot, or something along the same lines. And here's what I answered back without really even taking a lot of time to think about it, because there's not much I can say or do for another person. They have to be ready. I had to be ready when it was my time, and so do you. And so this is what I said. "The only tips and encouragement I can give would be to ask, well, how's that fizzling working for you? Because at some point you have to make the choice to change your commitment. Right now, clearly, your commitment is not strong to build a business. Your wish, hope, and desire may be strong, but those are different than commitment. You'll know when you're truly committed. You'll be back up for an hour at 2 a.m. working on something that was keeping you awake, like I am a lot of times. And you'll still feel rested in the morning. Ideas will burn in your mind of what to do to grow your business and go your business. That's when you know you're ready. It's really all about commitment." See, in my experience, consistency is a must as you build and grow your business, and here's why. First of all, consistency provides something to track and measure. Until you've tried something new for a period of time and in a consistent manner, you can't decide if it works or not. How do you measure your own effectiveness if what you're measuring isn't performed consistently? Set a course of action for 90 days to 6 months and see what happens with consistency. Number 2, consistency creates accountability. You know, I do a weekly accountability call with my team, and I give them a place to show up and report and be accountable. It's like the gym. It works better when you report into someone. Most people never show up. Some show and never report, and others show up faithfully and share the good and the bad. Although really, as long as you're in action, there is no bad. Those are the people whose business I see growing consistently. And number 3, consistency brands you and your reputation. Business growth requires a track record of success. You can't establish a track record if you're constantly shifting gears or trying new things or those type things. Pick a system, and if you will stick with it, if you're following a system that others have used and you'll stick with it, you're going to have success. And if you aren't seeing it at this point, well, it's you. It's truly not the system. I want to share the story of Peter with you. Peter's a gentleman who I coached on a live call once, and what he said to me was, "I find it hard to convey confidence that new distributors I sign up can make money with network marketing. I've been working it pretty hard for 4 years, and still my monthly check is only $150. I'm not happy with that and certainly not proud of it. It makes it difficult for me to call my warm market." And my response back to him was this. It was to really ask him about his consistency. I asked him to get out his calendar and tell me his business activities for the last day, week, month, and year? Was he contacting two people a day consistently, following up? How was he going about actually working his business? Well, of course, the answer to it was no. And the reality of it is he was thinking about his business, but not actually working it. And there is a huge difference. Don't confuse decision with desire. They're not the same. So my question for you is, what is your plan to stay consistent in your business? What's your why? It comes down to that. Finally, I want to close with a powerful message that I had delivered 3 times, and so I'm taking notice. Take a look at your calendar and the time spent this last year, and notice where the time suckers are. Where do you need to learn to say no? If you're serious, before you put one more thing on your calendar or say yes to volunteering or heading up this committee and so on, ask yourself, will this lead me to my goal or take me further away? Be honest and then decide, and then go rock your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.